Greetings and welcome to Don't Call It Jazz, KISU's very own listening hang from a jazz musician's perspective. I'm your host, John Armstrong. I'm a professor of music at Idaho State University, and I'm a professional jazz musician and composer. Today's show is happening at the end of June, which is, of course, Pride Month. So this hour, we're going to be celebrating the culmination of Pride Month by checking out some incredible music by LGBTQ plus musicians. You know, like many areas of the world, the jazz scene has been historically slow to shed our ignorant and anti-LGBTQ prejudice. And this has obviously damaged the lives of countless musicians and most likely hampered their promising careers throughout history. It leads one to think, how many transcendent artists were kept silent from everyone's ears by hatred, fear, or ignorance of our lesbian, gay, bisexual, gender nonconforming, trans, and queer musical family? You know, how many life-changing albums did we lose? How many songs, how many solos and voices did we lose? I'll say from my personal experience as a jazz musician, the community continues to be hyper-masculine, the jazz community, that is, and we're struggling embarrassingly from gender equality, let alone an equitable scene for LGBTQ plus musicians. And this is painfully evident in the wider country at the moment. You know, there's two current anti-trans bills that were signed into law by Idaho's governor. There's numerous anti-trans and anti-gay policies and executive orders that are being pushed constantly pushed forward by our country's federal branch. And even the recent Supreme Court decision that protects people from being discriminated against due to their sexuality or gender identity is bittersweet, since it only offers the most basic of protections for our fellow human citizens. There's so much further to go for true equity and true freedom of existence for all the citizens of this country. So today's show is meant to be a celebration of the art and the brilliance of LGBTQ jazz musicians. And a lot of the recordings that I'm going to be playing for you tonight are from current artists. And there's two big reasons for focusing on contemporary musicians. One, as I was saying, so much of the jazz's history is steeped in darkness and ignorance. And so many of our forebears, I should say, who were homosexual, bisexual, queer, non-binary, or trans were afraid to be so publicly. And two, I want to shine a light on all the amazing artists from the LGBTQ community that are shaping the modern jazz scene and pushing it forward into an exciting direction. You know, so many of the musicians you will hear this hour are the vanguards of our time. And I am so thankful for their artistry, not only as a fan of jazz music, but as a proud and inspired professional colleague. You know, the modern jazz scene is so much more dynamic, diverse, and artistically rich with the inclusion of this historically marginalized community. And with tonight's show, I just hope to introduce your ears to many incredible musicians from our past and present. And I also want to dedicate this show to all of my LGBTQ plus students whom I have taught in Los Angeles and here in Idaho, in Pocatello. I can't tell you how proud I am of all of you and inspired I am. And I'm just excited to see all of you enter the world of music and help transform it into a more equitable scene and a more powerful scene. We're going to start with the brilliant pianist Fred Hirsch with the song Swamp Thang, an original composition of his. It's from the 2003 album Live at the Village Vanguard. Fred Hirsch with Swamp Thang. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a Jennifer Lightham trio with the song COD, her composition off her 2006 album, The Real Me. I just love that song so much. It's like really powerful and just a great, great groove, really strong, strong tune. Really love that. Josh Nelson on piano, a favorite of mine. Jennifer Lightham was is a brilliant LA bassist, vocalist, and composer, and she's been on the jazz scene for decades. Lightham is a trans woman who started her hugely successful career performing with Mel Torme, Woody Herman's big band, Jerry Mulligan, Bill Watrous, and she performed in the Doc Severinsen Orchestra on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show band. So she started her career as John Lightham, and apparently it was Doc and a few other folks who she opened up to about her gender identity, and they encouraged her to be who she was. And so she transitioned in 2001 and was met with some significant professional and personal backlash. And as a bassist, you know, most bass players, you're going to make your living as a rhythm section player, backing up big bands and soloists, and those calls dried up for her upon the transition. So it led her to become a band leader. And she talks about this in interviews, how, you know, under dark circumstances, so I'm not trying to put a silver lining to prejudice, but certainly it pushed her into composing her own music and creating her own sound. And we're all the better for it. Like you heard with that song, she's such a great writer and obviously such a tremendous bassist. And she has fantastic vocal chops as well. And you can hear her singing on many of her later albums. Highly worth checking out. Jennifer Lightham, L-E-I-T-H-A-M. Definitely check it out. We're going to listen to some Billy Strayhorn next. Billy Strayhorn is undeniably one of the most important and brilliant jazz composers of all time. He's best known as Duke Ellington's collaborator. Billy Strayhorn composed and arranged many of Ellington's most significant pieces, including Take the A-Train. Ellington once said, "Billy Strayhorn was my right arm, my left arm, all the eyes in the back of my head, my brain waves in his head and his in mine." You know, it's undeniable that Ellington's work would not have achieved the great artistic heights that it did without Strayhorn. He originally dreamed of being a classical composer, something he no doubt would have excelled at, but such a dream was impossible for a black man in the middle of the 1900s. And this is a tragedy born of suffocating racism, and also speaks to the intersectionality between LGBTQ civil rights and black civil rights and people of color. Strayhorn was also a fantastic pianist, and he would often sit in with the Ellington band from time to time while Duke was out front conducting or entertaining the audience. And what we're going to hear now is from a really great album that I got many years ago, and I just love listening to it. It's a 63 album called The Peaceful Side of Jazz, and it features him on piano, which is kind of rare. There's not a ton of recordings with Billy on piano. And this is his most famous song, Life, which he composed when he was 17, which is absolutely unbelievable. It's considered one of the greatest jazz compositions in the songbook tradition. This harmony is so dense and complex and works elegantly with the melody, and it sounds so beautiful, but when you actually dig into the thing, it is so sophisticated. The lyrics are also astounding, especially for a teenager, and they beautifully articulate this somber melancholy of feeling empty despite having a busy social and romantic life. And we won't hear the lyrics here, which is unfortunate, but I'm so happy to play his piano playing for you that I'm willing to lose the vocals for it. I definitely check out a bunch of different versions of this. This is Billy Strayhorn with Lush Life. Thank you.
saying things are going around. I looked up, to my surprise, the gal I was with was gone. Where she went, I don't know. I mean to follow everywhere she goes. Folks said I'm crooked, I didn't know where she took it. I want the whole world to know. They say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. Sure got to prove it on me. Went out last night with a crowd of my friends. Been muffin women, cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear color and a tie. Make the wind blow all the while. But to say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. They sure got to prove it on me.
That's Ma Rainey with Prove It On Me Blues from 1928. Ma Rainey was born in the 1880s in Georgia, and she's one of the very first recorded blues singers, was dubbed the mother of all blues. She had a massively successful career recording over 100 songs, touring constantly, and she was widely known in the music and artist circles to have been a lesbian, even though such a revelation in the popular culture would have been a huge scandal, which is depressing to think about, but also demonstrates how conservative we were in the early 1900s. Heck, something like that probably would have been controversial in the early 2000s. This song in particular, and some of her other recordings, has thinly veiled references to her sexuality. And in fact, the title itself seems to be a dare for anyone to prove her sexuality, despite all the rumors. This next song is going to be by Dorian Wood. Dorian Wood's a brilliant Los Angeles vocalist, composer, and artist, and in their own words, a queer, non-binary brown person who goes by the pronouns they, them, and their. When I was living in Los Angeles, I had the honor to perform alongside Wood and hear the and I had the joy to hear them many additional times as well. Wood's a force of nature. Their voice is such a powerful and dynamic instrument that Wood has full control over. They're also a visionary artist with these art installations. They did operas, performance art, and photography. And every Wood performance that I've attended, even the straight up music gigs, is this total immersive experience, which is with as much care invested in every visual detail as there is in every sonic detail. And I'll tell you, when you're in a room with Dorian Wood singing, it's so powerful. It's like they move the molecules forcefully in front of your face. I just love Dorian Wood's artistry and highly recommend checking out everything that they've done. You can check Dorian out on Bandcamp. This song, Corpulentia, from the 2018 EP, the Segura EP, is an outstanding song. You're going to hear Dorian singing with a string quartet, which is just such a great setting for their voice. And this EP, Segura, is named after a character from Costa Rican folklore, who's a woman who is half human, half horse, and cursed by a witch for being too independent. How apt for our current climate. Enjoy Dorian Wood with Corpulentia. Thank you. That's Joshua White with Scarlet Tanager from his 2017 album, 13 Short Stories. Man, I just love that song so much. Joshua White's brilliant. He's a fantastic pianist, resided in San Diego and works a lot in Los Angeles. I've had the pleasure of hearing White perform numerous times around Los Angeles, and I've always been struck by his seemingly infinite creative prowess and his awesome virtuosity. Every White solo I've heard, and I've heard quite a few, it just leaves me in the audience totally stunned. And I'll say many times it almost feels like the world all around just melts away. It's rare that an artist can do that. You know, a lot of times you'll hear a jazz musician and they sound great and they can get up and down the instrument. But the fact that White can go to that next level, Joshua White, and absolutely transcend the reality and time that we live in, it speaks to the power of true musical artists. You know, in addition to all that, you know, his interplay with the other musicians is always so quick and powerful. He's such a great communicator on stage, and he seems to like channel the energy of the performance and propels it forward with all of his decisions. You know, I had the honor of having Joshua White on as the pianist for my new album. I have a new album coming out in the fall called Reabsorbed. It's going to be released on Arenda Records later this year. And it was such a joy and wonderful to work with him in the studio. And he played so beautifully on my record. I was so touched and it's just so proud to have played with him and to have recorded with him and for him to have brought my compositions to life. This track, Scarlet Tanager, also features this wonderful Los Angeles saxophonist named Josh Johnson, who I really like, who sounds so great on this. Moving forward, we're going to listen to a track by the fantastic saxophone player Eli Malawan, who is a wonderful tenor saxophonist currently living in the Bay Area. He has this incredible, like, creative and dynamic artistic spirit. You know, you'll see him perform in all these different genres, styles, and settings, but his musical voice is there and the center of everything that I've heard him do. Eli, a trans man, went to the same graduate school that I went to, California Institute of the Arts, which is just north of Los Angeles, and we didn't go at the same time. I graduated before he got there, but we met afterwards, after we both graduated in Los Angeles, and I got to see him play in Los Angeles in some awesome groups. And I've just always loved Eli's sound. It's such a huge sound. It's warm. It's playful. It's so unique. So many modern tenor players have similar tone qualities. They all sound like each other. So it's always noteworthy when I hear a player who has developed their own unique style. And this song, In It to Gin It, is a tribute to both Eli and I's former saxophone instructor at CalArts, Paul Novros, who, well, he loved gin. And so it's a super funky, really incredible track. I love this thing. If you want to check out more Eli, go to saxreligious.com. That's saxreligious.com. This is Eli Malawan with In It to Gin It. That is Barbara LaRonga with The Dream of Broken Pieces from her 2011 album Love Never Dies. Barbara LaRonga is a wonderful trumpeter living in Los Angeles who sounds just absolutely incredible in every situation I've heard her in. From traditional jazz to more modern fare, she's an absolute titan on the horn. And to my ears, a hugely underrated player. I think she belongs up there with some of the great trumpet players of our time. She's such a powerful player, such a creative player. She's originally from Worcester, Massachusetts, and went to the prestigious Manhattan School of Music in New York City around the turn of the century, and was there when the 9/11 terrorist attacks happened on the Twin Towers building. And so this album, released in 2011, is her artistic response to what was certainly a traumatic and frightening experience. And this song, The Dream of Broken Pieces, is in a powerful and emotional composition featuring LaRonga in this strong yet vulnerable starring role. It's just such a wonderful track. I love all the percussion behind it, and I love how she builds her solo throughout the whole thing. Really great track, really special album. This next song is by the wonderful brass quartet group called The Westerlies, based out of New York City. This is off their 2020 album, Wherein Lies the Good. This is their song, Do Unto Others. The Westerlies, they're a unique brass quartet. It's two trumpets and two trombones, and they perform this huge array of styles and genres. Everything I've heard this group do is incredible. Every single one of the players is a total virtuoso. They can play classical. They can play jazz. They can play, you know, folk music, Balkan music, Indian folk music. Everything I've heard them do is just absolutely outstanding. All four are also master improvisers. A few years ago, they brought in Chloe Rollins, a trans woman trumpeter, to replace a previous member. And to my ears, having heard this group for several years, Chloe brings this very distinct and personal, powerful sound to the group. You know, I've always loved this band, but just recently there's a maturity to the group that I think Chloe plays a large part in. An awesome musician in a group of awesome musicians. They're all young musicians too. We're talking like mid-20s, maybe late 20s. Many of them are based in Seattle, which is sort of how I first heard of them, but they're all living in Brooklyn. Sorry, they're from Seattle and they're based in Brooklyn. Really great group. I cannot recommend checking them out enough. The Westerlies. This is their song, Do Unto Others. It's a super funky tune. I really like their sense of groove. It's a very fun track, and this is just an awesome, young, creative ensemble. Thank you. Tipton Sax Quartet. God, I love this group so much. They are so funky. This is an all-female saxophone quartet with a drummer. Really creative group. I've never heard anyone like them. I got to see them a lot because they were based in Seattle for many years. They were formed in the early 90s. I went to school at the University of Washington in Seattle from 2001 to 2006. So I got to see them perform a few times. Just such a powerful group. I love this group so much. Everything they've done. And this is off their 2020 album called Wabi Sabi, which is a Japanese term for embracing the imperfections on artistic projects that you pursue. Really great album. I highly recommend it. You can check it out on Bandcamp, the Tipton Sax Quartet. Wabi Sabi is the name of the album and is also the name of the song. The Tipton Sax Quartet used to be called the Billy Tipton's Memorial Saxophone Quartet, which is in reference to the great jazz pianist Billy Tipton's, who had a wonderfully successful career in the 1930s and 40s and 50s. Billy Tipton's was born in 1914 in Oklahoma City, was raised in Kansas City, which was the center of the jazz universe at the time. And Billy's a really important figure in jazz history and also in LGBTQ history. What we would now call Billy Tipton is a trans man. He was born Dorothy Tipton. And when I first learned about Billy Tipton, it was explained to me that he presented himself as male in order to pursue his career because it was so hard for a woman to make it in jazz at the time. But I don't think that tells the whole story for Billy lived as a man his whole life. He was a man. He was a man who, with wives and with children, and his entire life was as a man. But there was certainly no forward-facing LGBTQ community for someone like Billy to collaborate with and to use as a platform for him to present himself as a trans man. And the saxophonist I played earlier, Eli Malawan, he taught me a really important phrase here, which is that Billy Tipton would have been stealth, someone that had to hide his true identity so he wouldn't endure persecution and hatred and probably the marginalization of his career. And I think that that's a really important story to tell now, and it explains and really illustrates the importance of representation and illumination of all these great artists who we're listening to tonight. And this last great artist that we're going to listen to is the wonderful trombonist and composer Naomi Moon Siegel. Naomi lives in Missoula, Montana. She's originally from Seattle, Washington. And to my ears, she's developed this really original sound. She blends folk melodies, textural soundscapes, driving grooves, and a really keen and acute compositional ear. She's one of these awesome modern musicians that you've been hearing a lot tonight. You know, we've been hearing a lot of eclectic music. Well, that's what the scene is right now. You know, it's not that you can just learn how to play jazz from a book and then go out there and work. You really have to have an artistic point of view. And boy, does Naomi have that in spades. This song, Fullness of Time, an original composition of hers, it's a live recording. Earshot, you know, the album's called Live at Earshot. Earshot's a Seattle feature. It's a Seattle-based jazz festival. And I just really love this tune. I love Naomi's sound on the trombone. I love all the twists and turns on this tune. So I hope you enjoy Fullness of Time by the wonderful trombonist Naomi Moon Siegel. Thank you. That's Naomi Moon Siegel with her song Fullness of Time off her 2019 album Live at Earshot. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It was such a joy and an honor to put this LGBTQ jazz show together in celebration of the culmination of Pride Month. And so I want to wish everyone out there a happy Pride Month. I also want to give a personal thank you to several people who read and gave me some much needed comments and wisdom on my opening script. You know, as a cisgender white man, I'm going to have a lot of blind spots when it comes to talking about a marginalized community. And so I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to Dr. Jared Robert Rawlings for reading through and giving me some great critique. Also, Philip Murphy, Parker Pratt, Zachary Morris, Lindsay Hunter, Eli Malawan, Dorian Wood, Wes Skidmore. Thank you so much for just looking at this and just giving me some great perspective and some thoughts on that script so I can hopefully do this show right. Also, I want to encourage everyone to go check out some of those artists that we listen to. You know, some of these people that are still out there making music today, like Jennifer Lightham, the great bassist. We listen to Dorian Wood, who's this brilliant vocalist, Joshua White, Eli Malawan, the Tipton Saxophone Quartet, Barbara LaRonga, the brilliant trumpet player, the Westerlies. And then we listen to Naomi Moon Siegel there at the OWN. Go Google those names. I'll put some of their links up in the show notes. You can go to KISU.org to find them and just support great artists. You know, there's some wonderful music happening these days and it's really great. You know, I'm excited as a jazz fan, let alone as a jazz musician. You can join me for future episodes of Don't Call It Jazz. I'm on the air every first and last Saturday of the month at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. You can also listen to the show on your own time if you go to KISU.org. Go to the programs tab and you can find me in Don't Call It Jazz. I want to give a special thanks to Jamin Anderson, the program director at KISU, for all the support and the guidance in putting this nascent show together. I also want to thank our sponsors, ISU Credit Union, which is super rad because that's where my family banks at. You're listening right now to the theme song composed by myself and featuring myself on tenor saxophone and a bunch of ISU jazz students on the different instruments that you hear. We have a really wonderful jazz community here at ISU, and you're going to be hearing more from us in the future. So until next time, have a wonderful night and take care, and happy Pride Month to everyone.